How to figure out life. Or, it is never too soon to start listening to books. Real education is just adventure. Just marching around and doing things you like. But it is inconvenient. Because how many computers do you need? Or how many museums do you need to visit? And why don't you just wait until you are old enough to drive? But real education is a lot more important than this. You should never feel bad about it, ever. You must keep learning new things and take care of all your existing talents. You have to revisit them often, and each time you will see that you will learn more. Narrated books from the library are extra special because they help you inherit knowledge that was already refined and lived by a person wise enough to have something to say about life. And because some of our curiosities are probably a little crazy, if not dangerous. Like abandoned underground mine exploration. Or Australia, where spiders are even more frightening. Narrated books allow us to experience the magic without all the scary parts. Like angry snakes and snapping turtles, which aren't that different from snakes. They are even more frightening, in my opinion. Or owls. Owls that often mistake people's hair for furry creatures and grab onto it and try to fly away with it. And there are places that you must absolutely visit, that is for sure. All the local meteor craters are always a must. Any strange mountains? Oh yes. Shipwrecks? An absolute must. And of course, all the famous places. But you never go to a meteor crater, for example, to learn about craters. You learn about everything. By going on an adventure, you are expanding your mind. And while the early lessons may seem tiny, they are often the most profound. Knowledge leads to wisdom, and that is huge later in life. But as we start growing up, knowledge is about improved decision-making. Decisions like what school to go to, what to learn and where to go in life, or even who to listen to. And see, this stuff is so huge that you can't entrust anybody else with it. It is one of your greatest and most sacred responsibilities. The only thing that is worthy of your trust here is your first 1,000 narrated books from the library. Start with 100 at first, but please don't stop. It is not the roads less traveled by that make all the difference. That's just a chunk of some poem that everyone keeps repeating. Inheriting entire lifetimes of wisdom from countless many books is what makes all the difference. Oh, yeah.